They were holding on to Pesamed Aleph on the bottom, going to Tesamed Aleph. So the Gemara, it's on the bottom. There's a dot, my Gemara, two lines from the bottom, the end of the line. Keman Azla. So now there's a new Gemara that the Gemara is addressing back to our Mishnah. That the Hafroshes Kohen Gadol that's in the Mishnah on Yom Kippur, and we said there's a Hafroshes Kohen Gadol on for the Efer HaPara. So the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein bein koyin ha-soyrif es ha-pora le-koyin godol b'yoyim ha-kipurim elo she-zeh pri-shosoy le-kidusho ve-ochev ha-koyhanim noigim boy ve-zeh pri-shosoy le-taharo ve-ein ochev ha-koyhanim noigim boy. So the Mishnah, this Braisa is telling us that there is a din, the Kohen HaSoyrif is HaPorah and the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. The Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, the Tachlis, there's a very Musar Dika Rashi, the top Rashi. Shezeh Pri Shosei LeKedusha. At this point, the Gemara is saying, what is the reason when Mafrish the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur? The top Rashi on Ches Amid Beis. Likoneis LeMachne Shechina. Shezeh Pri Shosei LeKedusha Likoneis. That he's going to be going in, that he'll be with Mafreshim to the Machne Shechina. V'lo yehei liboy zocholov. What does that mean? V'lo yehei liboy zocholov. What is that? Gaive? What was that? Rashi. V'lo yehei liboy zocholov is v'yehei nivdol, since he'll be Mufresh, lo yehei liboy zocholov. Do they tight shit? Okay. I don't know what that word is. V'yehi nivdol mikol kalus roish. He shouldn't be in a mood with his heart. Shecholo olav ema b'havdolosei min habriyus. I don't know. It's a time. It almost sounds like his boyridus. Like his boyridus. Shrei derashi epzazazach. Yeah. That's the reason that umavsh. V'zeh the Kohen Gadol, that's Mufresh for the Paraduma, Litahara, Lahachmer Bitarosai, Mipnei, Kaul Shoysim by Litum. So Rashi goes back. There is an inherent Kula by Paraduma, that a full Yoim is kosher, because we're Medaik it from the Pasik. But since there was a Kula, and the Tzedukim were anti this Kula, because they didn't hold of that Drosha. So we had to bedavka be metama the Koyin in order to allow him to do it as a Tful Yoim, as a pronouncement against the Tzedukim. But at the same time, since we were doing that, we were scared that it'll be pulled the other way and we'll be makel on Tuma. Therefore, we have to do something over the top to do what? To make the Tuma, to make a tahara. So that's why we do it. So therefore, by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we don't care. Before Yom Kippur, we don't care, which we're going to have to see about. We don't care. Because why? I guess we would hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't bring this Price as a Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So therefore, we don't mind. Masha'en Kane by Kohen Gadol for Paraduma, we do care. As we state in the Gemara. So this is the Price according to Rashi. Toisvis in Divram. Oh, now we have to see the next Gemara, then we'll do the Toisvis. Kiman, zok the Gemara. Oy kereb meyer, oy kereb yais. We learned earlier that according to Rabbi Meir, Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, and both of them, every single day, you're mazin olav. Oy k'Rabbi Yossi, who holds on both of them, shvishi v'shvi, and not more. So that means there's no other difference between Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim and Kohen Gadol and Parah Aduma. The only difference is l'kedusha, that we allow someone tameh to touch him. However, right?
And we don't do 3 and 7 by Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur.
either we do 3 and 7 according to Rabbi Yaisi, 3 and 7, on both of them, 3 and 7, or we do every day according to Rabbi Meir, but both of them will be equal.
Why do you need to do 3 and 7 by Kohen Gadol?
By Kohen Gadol, because Tumas Meis looks like we are Makbid. On the other ones, we're not Makbid because he could be Toivel. Let's say a different Tumah. When a person touches you who's Tamei Mes, you don't become Tamei Mes. You don't have to have Azoz Paradu. So maybe that would be the difference. So Gemara Barab Chanin is Kana Koyanim, who holds that you have to do that by Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, because there's a chiluk, Rab Chanina holds a Kohen Gadol Mazel of Rak Shlishi V'Shvi, and the Kohen HaSoyrif is HaPara Mazel Olav.
Chanina's kind of says that by the Kohen Gadol, you're...
Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you're Mazel Olav. Kol Shiva. Mashenkem by Kohen HaSoyrif is HaPara. No, but Mashenkem Fakert. Chanina holds a Kohen Gadol is only Shlishi V'Shvi, but the Kohen, the regular Kohen, was Soyrif is HaPara. So that would be another chiluk. Elamai, this Bryce is not like Rab Chanina. Azui Shleitim de Gemara. Would not be like Chanina. Zok de Gemara, hoiken nami ha. Zok Rashi. Sheze mazonol of kol shiva. Veze mazonol of kol shiva. You hear that? That's the chiluk. Azui Shleit in the Gemara. Pretty simple Gemara. Even though I would have said, maybe, okay, v'zeh mazon olav b'chol yayim. Hashem can over here, you're not mazon olav b'chol yayim. I would have thought, possibly, it's an outcome of the same parasha. Zeh prishosoy l'kidusha, so the hazor is just, like we learned before, loisofas kidusha. We have such a tzad by Yom Kippur. Mashen gemay paradum, it's a utility. But the Gemara doesn't, for some reason, the Gemara doesn't hold that it's an outflow of the same day. Now, Toysus, the Divra Masl, the Reb Chanin, is Kana Kahanim, Hoikinami Ho. Frek Toysus, there's a big difference. There's something glaring difference. In the first Mishnah by us in Mesechtas Yuma, where are Yamafrish the Koyin? Yamafrish the Koyin, Lelishkis Prahadrin. Mashain came. The Kohen Gadol, the Kohen for the Paraduma, we put him somewhere else. Okay. First Tosfos says that's not an important difference. Inami, like 6 lines down in the Tosfos, Nirali Lafarish, the Trey Mili Kachoshev, Shezeh Prishosei Likidusha. Tosfos has a new way to read the Gemara. Not when this fancy way of Rashi. Jezeh prishosei l'kedusha means lishkas hapahadrin. Shehoisa binuya b'koidish. Now, even if it was p'zuch l'choil, but still, it's called Taisis Takasha, which we have to go back earlier. The whole Jain Jain Yishenim, but if him came l'havi prishosei l'kedusha, Yishlof l'ochi given the hoisa binuya b'koidish, it was called Madin. So therefore, right. That's what Taisa says. So it's a different Taisha to Gemara. According to Rashi, Zele Kedusha, Zele Tahara, so then it's that. Besides that, there's also Ochav Akanim Noigimba, Ochav Akanim Loi Noigimba. So Mamela, Zok Taisa, it's a different. Loi Taisa's. It would be miyushev that it's not an outcome. Maybe it would be an outcome of achav hakahanim noigimba. But the shiva, or every day, or 3 and 7, that would not be part of the... For, according to Rashi, zelik kedusha v'zelotuma, it would be zelik prishasa l'kedusha, right? And v'zeh... What were the two things? Zeh prishasa l'kedusha. Vizeh prishosoi litara is, I don't know, according to Tosfos, what's the word zeh prishosoi litara? I don't understand Tosfos. Tosfos says, zeh prishosoi l'kedusha means he goes to lishkas haplahadrin. Zeh k'dushosoi litara, he doesn't go to lishkas haplahadrin. He goes to the Tahar.
Go to the
Beis
Hamikdash.
So what's it? So that means Litahara and not Likadusha. Loi Rashi, it's much better at Tahara right. than the other way. Zok di Gemara. Maskiv lo Reb Yaisi b'Reb Chanina. I'm sorry. Vayekanami ho. So Mamela, it'll be that din. Now the Gemara goes back. A very interesting Gemara. Maskiv lo Reb Yaisi b'Reb Chanina. Maybe it's Reb Yaisi b'Reb Chanina. Maybe the Skana Kahana. So Reb Meir, who holds that Yemaze all 7 days, he asks a very interesting question. Why are we Zayrik, Amaze? I'm not Zayrik. Why are we Maze every day? So the Gemara like this. Bishlema, according the first day, Shema, 2 days ago, he was Nitma to a mace. So now this first day is the third day. The second day, Sheni, Shema, Shlishi. So maybe he was 1 day before, and this is the Shlishi. Shlishi, Shema, maybe he's Nitma, on the day, Rashi says, on the day before he was Mufrish, part of that first day. Now is the Yom HaShlishi. Chamishi, now we're going back. Maybe it's the Shvi of that first day, because it was 3 days before, so it's 7. Shishi, Shema, Shvi, it's also possible Shvi. Shvi, maybe it's Shvi. Shvi, Shema, Shvi from the first day. El Ravi is Nishtahi, Nishtaher. It can't be a third day, because he was already Mufrish 3 days. It can't be a seventh day, because what would be the seventh day? There's no third day. Lo mali hazor klal, lo ibishlishi ikalis buke, velai, that, why would it be that din? Right. So this the Gemara here, we had earlier the Tosis on Dav Dalet. This Gemara is accepting 1,000% that the reason we're being maza on him is not because of Hisofis Kedusha, it's really a utility to make him tor in case he would be that din. So why do we do it? Zog di Gemaru l'tameich, that you have no problem. You only want to do it on the third and the seventh day. Hazor kol shiva miiko v'kaimalon da hazor shvus. Now, Hazor is not a malacha. The Chachomim were goyzer that you shouldn't be mazah on Shabbos for one of two reasons. Either Shema, you'll carry it Dalet Amos, just like we don't take a lulav on Shabbos the same way on the Hazor. Or maybe it was some sort of a tikkun, because it's nira kemesakin es ha'odom, right? Now, the Gemara is beferish that it's al Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames Bershus Harab. Rashi, in Mesechtes Psochim, Taf Samacheyom at Beis, Rashi brings the new reason. So let's see, Rashi here is quiet. And he doesn't say, anything of why it would be. So what's the obvious? So the Gemara is saying, so 1 day you got to leave it out. So that's the Tameich. Elama yisloch lemeimar shiva levar mishabbos. It's 7 days minus, every 7 days of Shabbos, it's minus a Shabbos. Hachinami shiva levar mishabbos and levar merevi. Enachinami. It's just a figure of speech that we say 7 days. But really, if we leave one out, you don't have that din. So I just want to ask a very kasha that the Gvura Sari and other Achronim, the Sfasemis, ask. We know there's a klal, Ein Shvuz B'migdosh. And that's a Gemara Mesechtes Erev in Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. There's a klal, Ein Shvuz B'migdosh. So why would you not be mazah on the Koyim B'Shabbos? It's only an Issa D'Rabbonon, and it's not. So some want to say that's why Rashi answered it. A double shvus, you are noig b'mikdash, which I don't know why. I don't know the klolim. So since it's misakin and shema yavirana dalad amas b'shus rabim, so it would apply.
Where's the shema yavirana?
The carrying. Carrying.
Where? Where are you carrying?
Right. Zok the...
Where are you carrying?
What, no, you're not carrying. You might come to carry.
Where?
You might bring it from outside, wherever you have it, to bring it in.
Bring in what?
The Hazor.
Where is the Hazor?
You could have it maybe stored outside the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know.
Stored?
I don't know.
Isn't it stored in
so the Sfasemis is a good...
Why is it a question in the Gemara? Why don't we say Safik Tumba Bishusa? I don't know, what is the Beis HaMikdash?
No, but here we're talking about the Koyin. Oh, you mean Bechlal? No, you're going back on the whole Inyan. Maybe who said the Kohen Gadol is Tummy? It's only
right,
a Suffolk.
It's thing,
but it's not, we don't believe that he got Suffolk. Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim is if you got Tummy in the Rishus HaRabim. I don't know where he got Tummy. He could have got Tummy outside in the Rishus HaYachid. We don't, here we're going on the Gavra, on the person. So therefore, it should have been Ein Shvus B'Migdash. But that's Akash. Oh, so therefore, Zog the Gemara. It should be that din. So either way, you have to leave out. Right? So the Shar Melech also asked this question. So I saw a nice teretz. Oh, no, whatever, okay, I'm not sure if it's a teretz, whatever, but that's the teretz. So Lechere, there's a big tumult if you want to look it up after. Right. We have to see the reason. Elomai, you have to say, Achenami
like
also. Right. So therefore there would be this din.
We're assuming that they wouldn't have done it on Shabbos, then the whole thing is doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So how's he Torah then if he didn't do that on the Shabbos?
So I saw Psakashi from the Guru Sari. I'm just trying to find it now. It's on the bottom. So therefore what would be the din Levau Mei Shabbos? So what would come out? If you leave out the Shabbos, so then what would come out? Well, let's see the next piece of Gemara, then we're going to ask the Kasha. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rava, Zog the Rava, Hilkach. Since we're not Maza on Shabbos and the third day, the fourth day, Koyin Godel, B'yoyma Kippurim.
It could coincide.
Oh, we're going to see that. Deloy B'didon Tal Yemitz. Elo b'kfiyah d'yachad tal yemitz. It's 7 days from when it's going to be Yom Kippur, right? B'tlosa b'tishrei bo'i lafrushi. That's written in stone. V'chol emas disra me'tlosa b'shish. I don't know why he needs this whole poetic hagdama. B'tlosa b'tishrei mafrushin olay. So it could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But even if it comes out Shabbos, that you would have to do it. So now it comes out, there are 2 days that he's missing the Hazor. So therefore, Aval Koyin HaServes HaPara, the Bididan Tal Yemilsa. So we'll set it up. We'll do it as scheduled. And we'll set up that the fourth day should be happening on Shabbos. Ki heichi dinisrami b'Shabbos. Zok, you hear what he says? Zok Rashi, v'chol emas dinisrami frashinale. V'aval gavdoloi havi v'rishole b'Shabbos. V'nimtzos hazozoi b'teilo 2 days. Botlo shnei yomim.
Every year?
Not every year, when it comes out that way. It could fall that the fourth day will be on Shabbos. Nimsa Shemalo Shayomim. Loimervi and Shabbos. Frink the Gvura Sari on this Rava, that if you're not Mazal of Bishabbos, even though it would have been, let's say, the third day, so then, ain't Sarach Lahazal, so then Gamkein ain't Sarach Lahazal of. Because if it would be on a day that it should be Yom Shlishi Masai, Af be Yom Revi b'Shavu Shachar Shabbosu, Shahu Yom Shvi l'Tu Masai.
Oh, here we see. The kasha is that on, you wouldn't be doing it on the Shvi either.
The Shvi of
if that
year, corresponding day.
If that year, the third week.
Right. Sharei Loi Hizu Alav b'Shabbos.
Right.
Ba'azor b'shvi, b'loy azor b'shlishi, einoy klum.
Say nechana, it's the third day that's possible.
So it was the third day possible. Or if Shabbos, that would be yom shvi, Allah b'shabbos. Ve'ein tayelis ba'azor s'shliv z'vi b'vat.
Then you don't go back, you don't need Tuesday. Either.
Right.
Good point, yeah.
So he really asks it, he stoles the kasha on Rashi.
Why?
Because Rashi says, v'divra maschol v'kol, eimas, Rashi makes it like a very, right?
Well, sometimes it would be Shneyomim.
So there's a whole cheshbon. Yeah. It's a cheshbon, right? So therefore...
Good point.
Okay, so there's a whole tumult exactly how to make this cheshbon. That's the cheshbon of Rava. Hilkach, there would be is a cheshbon all the achrayim. Yeah. Okay, and the question is who he goes according to, and therefore there would be this zog di gemara vayta. Lishkas Pahadrin. Tanya Omer Reb Yehuda. V'chi Lishkas Pahadrin Hoysa. Baloi Lishkas Bilvoti Hoysa. Now Zatrashi. What's Pahadrin? Pekide Amelech. Loshin Sorim. So it should have been Lishkas Hasorim. Elo Betchilo Ekarnos Lishkas Bilvoti. Because the Kahanim Gedalim. Umitoyev Shenosnu Alav. Momin le kahuna, so it became corrupt. Umachlif noiser kol shneim osa chaydish. This sounds like very, I don't like to say it, but okay. What does Rashi say? Shenoiser momin le kahuna. Machlif noiser kol yud beis chaydish. Kiloima. So Rashi. Sherishom hoyu, veloy hoyu might. I wanted to ask one question before we get to this next Gemara. I left it out. I wanted to ask a Gishmak Shaila that I saw some Achrayim ask. On the whole Gemara, that you don't need a fourth day. The fourth day stands unnecessary. There's a Mechudish Tikka Rashash in Masechtas Chagiga. If a person touches a mace and then he touches somebody else, the person does not become Tamei Mace. If there is a Kli in the room, that's called cheref harei hein kecholo. A matchas kli, metal kli, in a room, touching the mace, either oil or even touching the mace, possibly, gets a din like the tumas mace itself, and then therefore it could be matama somebody, and therefore you would need, what? This is one of the reasons everybody today is really tumah mess. Because someone passed away and there was a kli there, the kli ends up in your house and you become tameh. There's a question if it makes tumas oil, the chevrei kol, but if you touch it, it definitely does. Zok de Rashash. That is a very interesting kind of a thing. I don't think this works on a person, but for some reason the Rashash says on a kli. If you amaza the kli, yoim shlishi, that's what you got to do. Yoim Ravi, somebody touched the Kli. That Kli, that person who touched it, is now only Tuma needs one Hazor Shmi. Because he got a Tuma, which was a modified Tuma, because it took place on the Shlishi. It's already post the Shlishi. Because you never find that. On a person can't be Matama. But a Kli that could be Matama, the Shlishi already modified the Tuma. This is a Chiddush Gadol from the Rashash and the Achroinim, the Mikdash Ravin, and others bring rayas to the Rashash. In Cain, what's the problem? Maybe he touched a Kli that only needed one, so the Ravi could be the seventh day. Maybe Erev Yom Kippur, he touched a Kli which only had 4 days left, which was already after Shlishi.
Okay.
Or you could even have any case. He touched a Kli.
Is he saying Wednesday could be
or it could have been Shvi. Maybe he touched a Kli, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev the 7 days, that was already after a Shvi and needed a Tefillah, so he needs a Hazor. You could have many, many different variations. So that's a Gishmak and Shaila that the Welt flaked of the Rishash.
Right.
Not only Rav, the Gemara before.
The Gemara never said before that.
Ravi, you don't do it. Uh-huh. Only Shabbos. So you have that Hechatim. So that's just a good avort to bring it. Anyway, but Zog the Gemara. So now, they used to give Mama and Lekai and Gadol. Kaloyma, right. It's like a Cherv Arei and Kechol. That Cherv Arei and Kechol is a very interesting. It's an interesting din. What is this Cherv Arei and Kechol? Yeah. There was a rabbi, one of the hardest things for a Kohen to become a rabbi is because one of the main functions of a rabbi is to officiate at funerals. So there was a whole tumult, many big rabbis were Kohanim. So they had to figure out a way that they could officiate. Some used to build a special, they worked it out with the chapel, that the place where the rabbi would speak would be like under a different roof. Or one Rav wanted to say a very chiddushdike etza. He said, a koyin can't be metama lemes. But today, everybody is tumas mes. Al korchach, the reason is he's not allowed to do an act of being metama himself. But let's say Lo Yitzur, there would be a Kohen who's touching a mace, which he's allowed to touch, or
a relative,
or a thing, or he's touching. So now he is touching a mace, he could touch a different mace, because it's a machlek, it's the Rambam and derive it. But Pashtus, you would say...
I think only the same day.
What? Not the same day, because he's not doing a mace of Tumah, he's in the essence of the Tumah.
Only the same day, though.
Whatever, he's in the essence of the Tumah. Now, Aleph.
It's
Beis, let's make one more given. Cherev is Arei and Kechol, it's like a mess. Does a Kohen have an Isser to touch a Cherev Arei and Kechol? A Kohen is not allowed to touch a Kli that was in the oil of a mace? No. A Kohen is only not allowed to be metama to a mace. There's a Tumah of Cherev Arei and Kechol, but he doesn't have an Isser. Could a Kohen touch Cherev Arei and Kechol? But it's not. It only has a din of the Tumah. It's not a mace. So a Kohen maybe is not connected to the mace. A Kohen is not usher in Tumah. A Kohen is usher in the mace. So this rabbi had a good etzah. He had put on the side a Kli that's Cherev Arei and Kechol. Then he would pick up the Cherev Arei and Kechol and hold on to it. Now he's allowed to go in to the Beis HaKvaros. Here is Cheshma. And it was, now he's allowed to go in because it's as if he's in the midst of the Tumah.
Reisman's son just gave a share on this.
Yeah. So this was a big, big tumult. People were very against this purported Eitzah that this Rav gave. The longest Lechaira is that if it's the same reason why it's mutter for him to touch, so he's not being mesasik b'meisim at the time. The whole isser of a koyin is isaskus b'meisim. So that the same reason why Cherev Arei and Kechol is mutter would not give him this Eitzah, but that would be an Eitzah. So to Gemore, so there were Kahanim who used to be Nason and Mamaim, Likahuna, Machlif and Isaac Kol Yud Beis Chaydish. Unbelievable. They used to pay to become a Kohen, and then they were Loi Hoyu Moitzi and Shinoson, Rashi says. They didn't live. And therefore, Mamid and Achar Tachtov.
Covet
could bring you to such a messed up cheshbon, not a good cheshbon. V'chol koyin amischadish bo v'soyser oisei uboine binyan noam in arishin shetehei kruya al shemoi v'nimtzis mischalefes kol shona v'shona. This sounds like the ballroom at the White House. Yeah. That you make a new. So therefore, it's not called Al Shimon. For your kairos lishgvadi mitoyosh and noisnin alav momen likuhuna umachliv and I say kol shor kshemos a chedesh bifrahadrin alalu shemachliv and I some kol shemos a chedesh lafika chayir kairin oisa lishkas prahadrin.
Was Pahadrin
goes back on Pekidei HaMelech.
What is the word
Pahadrin? I don't know exactly. What. Haskel HaKohen Gadol. That
stayed when he.
Now, so it's an interesting thing that I saw. HaYikoyrin Oisai. Somehow it was like a dig to the person who's becoming the Kohen Gadol, that he should take a limud musar, and therefore it would be. Zok the Gemara, the Gemara now goes off on a slight tangent. Now, once we mention Prahadran as Pekidei HaMelech, so the Gemara says, in another place, there would be a din. Now, in order to explain this, we have to explain, take a short explanation of why. The Torah says you have to be mafresh trumas or maizers. And then they're called tevel. So first you take off truma gedoyla and you give to the kohen. Even one little piece, midoraisa, midorabonon, you give b'ayin yofa 1/40th. And if you do b'ayin beinonis 1/50th or 1/60th. Afterwards, you give Maisa Risha. After you took off the Truma Gedoyla. So you take off what's left, 1/10, and you give it to the Levi. That's the Mishnah. Right? Now you can't change the Seder. First you take off the Truma, and then you take off the Maisa. Afterwards, you take off, it depends on the year, either Maisa or Sheni, or Maisa, right, the Maisa Sheini, you have to take up to Yerushalayim, and he could put it on a Madbeya, then he could eat them maybe in any place and take the money. And he goes to Yerushalayim. And Maisa Oni has to be Mafresh Maisa Oni the other years. Then you have to take off, the Levi has to take off from his Maisa, has to take off a Maisa Rishon, and he gives Maisim and Amaisim to give it to the Kohen. On that, now there was a Takon of Dmai. That tells us that Ameoretz were Mafrishim Periseyim. They used to only take off Truma Gedoyla, the first Truma they were Makbid on, because that they understood was like an oven Misa. And also Chita Achas Poiteris. So it used to be easy for them to do it. But Shara Maisris, some of them used to do it, some of them didn't do it. So then we made a din that if you take Paris, Me'am Oretz, you have to take off. Now, what do you have to take off? Maisa Rishon or Maisa Sheni or Maisa Oni. And from the Maisa Rishon, you have to take Tumas Maisa and give it to a Kohen. And the Maisa Sheni, you have to take out. Now, let's say the Oni, the Am Oretz, did do it. So therefore, since it's a Sofik, Hamoitzi Mechavel of Araya. So therefore, there would be a din, and there's many other halachas of the mind. Now let's see the Gemara. Zog di Gemara, Tanan Hosam. Even though that Akoyin Peir is Demai, that he's not Mafrit, that he's not Makbid on Trumas Maisras, like we just explained. So Yechai Yibaf Roshas Trumas Maisa Vishah Maisrois. And you have to take off Maisa Sheini or Maisa Oni. And the Maisa Sheini you have to take up to Yerushalayim. Loi chayvu oison chachomim de nachtoimim, the bakers, the professional bakers. Loi chayvu oison chachomim lehafrosh maiser sheni. Elo trumas maiser. I don't know why chala vikum tarain chala. Right? L'chere. I don't know, we'll have to see vichala kum tarain. And that's what they have to do with. Because by demai we're never makbid on truma gedoylo, right? We're never makbid on truma gedoylo. What am I reading here? Tanan also, right? So let's see the bottom Rashi before. Hanachtoimim haloikhin tvua me'am oretz. And to make limkar pas l'shuk, loy chayvo aleihem lahalas ma'isu sheni shel d'mai liyushalayim. Elo trumas ma'isu shu echod mimeya v'chala yitein l'koyim. Aval shar kol adam hitilu alav lahalas ma'isu sheni shel d'mai liyushalayim. U'ma'isu rishon u'ma'isu oni mafrishin oison ve'ein noisnim. Now I just why Rashi says ve'ein noisnim. The reason you're mafrishin, the ma'aser oni, a noisnim, is because I'm moitzim chavol of araya. It's only a sotik. Uvenachtem chover askinu. Umitor shirochel limkar kol shor akilo lov, shenitzorach lahafrish lov ma'aser shenish ol mai, la'aliz yushalani. It was a cool. Bishlei matruma gedoy loloi, ditanye. Why would they guys around to my lefisha shol b'chol v'ul yisrael v'rosh ein mafrishin elo truma gedoyla b'lvad? But truma gedoyla damaratzim w'makbid. U'maisa rishoyin u'maisa oninami. Loi. Why? Why is it? Because really the Adam is potter because it's a suffix and memela hamoitzi mechavera olav araya. So therefore, so even maisa rishin v'oni that you have to be mafrish. But you don't have to give it. You have to finesse that into the lashon of the Gemara. Elo ma'aser sheni, nafrishu v'nisku v'nichlu. What's the problem?
Who's going?
Birushalayim. Amar ula, mitoich shebrahadrin alolu chayvdim oisai. Kol shneim oso chaydesh. Voimrim lohem machru b'zoil, machru b'zoil. They used to harass the people who are coming in Yerushalayim, lo yitrichu rabba onan. People didn't like when unnecessarily they didn't want to bring the ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara, my prahadron, purse means like the police or whatever. Purse. Yes, a mela. There would be this aloche. So therefore. So therefore, Yodei Aleinu, Moitzei Aleinu. Now you have to understand the reason this is because Maaser Rishon is Mutter Lezarim. And Maaser Oni is only Mormon. So then you could take, but Trumas Maaser, that you have to give it away because that you're stuck, that's what Rashi says. So really the truth is, even on Trumas Maaser, it's Hamoitzi Mechavel of Araya. So I can't eat it. Yeah, but I can't eat it.
Right.
So, but it's Hamoitzi Mechavel of Araya. On the Tzad it's not, I could eat it. So now I want to give you the Trumas Maaser. I could say to you, listen, really I don't have to give it to you. Pay me for it. Pay me for that Tzchus. Right? So maybe there's a gzera, so we'll have to see it. So it's for share tomorrow. We'll do the next. Geshmaka Gemuras.